Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
No one should have to decide if they can afford life-saving care. Expanding Medicaid would bring billions in federal funding back to our state. It helps stabilize rural hospitals providing critical care. Text BETTER to 46839.
Fans from every SEC school and beyond. The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Happy Wednesday to you, halfway to the finish line of the work week and a frigid start to February 19th edition of Mississippi Sports Today, presented by Tupelo Coca-Cola, coming to you live from the Surf Pro Studio with our Wednesday hosts today. Filling in for Bobby Bascom, we're going to miss Boosh today, but we got David Dillard, fresh from his extra inning game in Oxford last night.
Yes.
I know you love extra baseball.
Nothing makes me happier than
particularly, when the wind chills, what,
25? I was inside. It didn't bother me, but my camera folks were not happy. And so,
First game of the year.
Got moved up to 2 for weather because Arkansas State had travel concerns. And we ended up playing about as long as we would have played anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, your end of the night was about the same, right?
We get into the bottom of the ninth. We're laying out how we're going to get off the air, who's the winner, who's the loser, who's the save. All that gets thrown out of the window in like one
second. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, Rebels can win.
Two runs in the top of the ninth, no base hit.
None. Yeah. Red Wolves gave them a game last night.
Yeah, it was one of those. You see it all the time in midweeks. You face decent pitching on the weekends, and then you go face a junk baller in the middle of the week, and you just can't hit. It's like you're used to seeing 95 miles an hour, and you see 83, and you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Rebels pitched 7 last night.
I believe they had seven guys.
Pitchers last night. Arkansas State went about that many as well.
Yeah, a lot of pitching changes. You like those, too. Also joining us today in the studio, the czar of the Cotton States League, Frank Dodds. Franco is muy guapo.
Nice and warm in the Surf Pro Studio, thankfully, because it's frigid outside.
And our third host today in celebrating a birthday, my friend, Tom Massengill,
everybody.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Good morning. Officially old today.
We got a no way, Tom. We got a few birthdays to shout out today.
Got my buddy Shane Sanford, my brother almost, because we're close to a brother as he could be, who is our assistant AD of broadcast services over at Ole Miss. New Albany boy, big birthday today. It's New Albany birthday day today, Tom. Mm. And shout out to Shane. He keeps us all on track and is a great guy to work with.
He is one of the best.
And it's one of those, we fight like brothers, but we love like brothers, and he's a good guy.
Absolutely.
I'm proud to know he's in my life. And, Tom, here's a Bud Light koozie for your birthday.
That's right.
I bought it just for you.
That was from all of us.
It was from all of us.
From all of us.
We all pitched in.
We all pitched in.
Yeah, but we did anyway. We spare no expense.
No expense spared for you, buddy. Just for you.
Happy birthday to Tom. Join us on the Elite Realty text line at 331-2508, and we'll get into the news from last night. Big weekend ahead, and lots of things going on with our, baseball, basketball overlapping. We got some football news to tell you about. Kind of a big deal going on down in New Orleans today. In meetings about the college football playoffs. So we'll get to all that in just a bit. Headlines this morning. Biggest dub of the year, guys. Best game they played all year last night for the Bulldogs.
So, yeah.
They played pretty well Saturday over at Oxford.
They did play pretty well Saturday. They're trending up, for to say the least. Number 21 Bulldogs get a 70-54 convincing win, and really played well down the stretch to knock off number 7 Texas A&M. They were on a 4-game winning streak. Josh Hubbard led the way with 25. Harris came through in the second half, 12 of his 15, and they started on that 14-3 run and really sort of grabbed control of the game, guys. So
I know we talked about it on the Thursday show that as Hubbard goes, so has gone Mississippi State, it seems, some this season. And seeing Hubbard get back on track is a great thing for the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of rest. You know, didn't they have the week off? Was it last week? The week before?
I think it was the week before.
That may be the answer for Ole Miss right now, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
They look bad.
I don't know. You play that horribly, and then you get a whole week to
They look. I don't know. They just something about them. I thought they were tired.
They did look tired. They did look tired. I had that game as well Saturday, and State just put a beat down on them. I mean, it was ugly.
Well, State has two quality wins in a row. So I mean,
absolutely against ranked teams, and they were like 2-6, I think, against ranked. Hit the first top 10 win of the season for Mississippi State.
Has Lenardi come out with anything this morning?
I haven't seen anything, but they should.
They got to move up,
bump up big time.
They got to move up. Yeah. I'd say they move up to. I think they were 7th, probably 6th, maybe 5th.
Huge win for Mississippi State last night. All right, we are going to take a quick pause and try to get things in order here with a little technical difficulty. So we'll be back on the other side with Franco, David Dillard, Tom Massengill, the birthday boy in the house. Quick break right after this. More Mississippi Sports Today.
It's Mark Ewan with Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Mark, baseball is here.
One of my favorite times of the year. And our team at Farm Bureau want to wish our Lee County Diamond and Lady Diamond teams the very best this season. We're in the baseball capital of the nation. Go Rebels, go Bulldogs, and go Golden Eagles. We know that great teams have consistency, attention to details, and a passion for the game. We have 5 tools at every position.
The home team.
Give us a call at 662-842-7034, and let's have the best season ever from our team at Farm Bureau Insurance Lee County. Go with the home team.
Weathers Auto Supply has the largest in-stock inventory of WeatherTech products in the area to help keep your car's interior clean while outside conditions are constantly changing. Weathers was the first in North Mississippi to offer sensor calibration when replacing windshields, having the experience to do it quickly and correctly. And we now have 5 convenient locations to serve you. South Gloucester or the mall at Barnes Crossing in Tupelo, Corinth, Oxford, and Fayette, Alabama. Weathers Auto Supply. Weathers.com. Over 65 years of serving you.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
All right, back on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along with our good friends Frank Dodds, David Dillard from the SEC Network, an Ole Miss broadcast legend, as well as the birthday boy, Tom Massengill, Tommy Sticks today, and also the founder of DOCE, The Dose. We'll have our ASI call in a minute, call of the day, rather, in just a minute, but good to have you boys along.
Speaking of calls, his phone's blowing up with birthday wishes over here.
Right?
It says it's people trying to sell him things, but I think it's just birthday
wishes. Old folks insurance.
You get a lot of that.
You know what I do when they call? I tell them I'm 32 years old, so maybe they'll put that in their database and go away.
Not call me for
20 years.
Several years.
But if Elon calls or Social Security calls you, you're 102,
I'm
right?
102. Exactly. Yeah, I'm due back benefits for 70 years.
All right. We are in the midst of some crazy technical stuff right now, but hopefully you're streaming or can listen to our podcast today. I want to go over some stuff last night from around college basketball. Historic blowout as number 23 Kansas fell to BYU 91-57. Jayhawks' worst ever loss as a ranked team versus an unranked preseason number one Jayhawks.
About to fall out.
Yeah, unranked. And they pretty much lived in the top 25. When they fall out, that'll be just the second time since February 2009. You know what I attribute a little of this to, fellas? NIL.
I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair.
I mean, upsets have happened throughout.
Upsets are going to happen. Any Saturday, everybody you think that's going to win is not going to win. But I think NIL is it's the great demon we like to blame everything on, but I think you're dead on.
Players get a little complacent.
It's also the change of the conferences, I believe. I saw that game advertised earlier yesterday. I'm like, Kansas traveling to BYU. I don't recall that being a normal conference game.
Mid-season
conference game that would be an easy – doesn't sound like an easy trip with all this snow and ice and
– Does it?
But plane crashes and – that's got to start wearing on you. I mean, this travel.
Thank you, Mr. Sunshine, yeah, this morning.
This travel schedule that we have created everywhere but the SEC is fairly normal, but everybody else is flying coast to coast.
You're right. This West Coast, East Coast matchup stuff is.
It's got to wear on you. We're talking about Ole Miss being tired.
And, you know, we've talked about athletic budgets before, which is, you know, a realm I live in way too much. And at some point, it's going to be cost prohibitive for a volleyball team to fly cross country to play a match.
Yes.
It's not going to produce, that very few schools produce revenue on sports like volleyball and things like that. Yeah. And so.
Nobody makes money on volleyball, do they?
I'd be surprised. Probably a couple of teams in the Midwest that might make some money on it, but for the most part, no. But I'm not singling out volleyball.
Didn't Nebraska fill up a football stadium for a volleyball game? Yeah, they probably came out ahead.
They made some money. Yeah. But on the whole, there are a lot of sports that don't make money. You got your big three that generally do, but outside the SEC footprint, baseball is a losing situation everywhere. I mean, there's schools that baseball is played in like a junior high stadiums are better around here than some schools.
Yeah. Yeah. So also last night around the SEC, there were three other games. None of them that dramatic. Florida, an 85-63 win over Oklahoma. LSU handed South Carolina their 13th conference loss, 81-67. Ofer, the Gamecocks in SEC.
They were getting so close. Now they've taken a step backwards. Again, it just wears on you. Yeah.
Vandy is at Kentucky tonight to lead off the schedule. Arkansas at number one, Auburn. Is there an upset alert there, anybody?
I'm sprinkling Vandy over Kentucky.
Are you? Okay.
Sprinkle it.
Okay.
We'll see it.
All right.
Owen.
Oh, it's somewhere. And maybe the best matchup of the night, number four, Alabama, and number 15, Missouri.
That's a good one. Opportunity for you.
I don't know what the number
for the
is.
Home team.
The spread on this game, but I got to figure Crimson Tide's probably what, 4.5 maybe? Somewhere
I would
in
say
there?
At least.
Yeah, I would think. All right, so those are your games tonight. Ole Miss, of course, no midweek. And we talked about that a little bit in the first few moments today about how do you, you know, bounce back from a very painful loss, I guess you could describe that. And you're going to need a bounce back because they're going to Nashville taking on Vandy Saturday at 2:30.
There's two schools of thought there, and I agree with Franco that, you know, it's hard to sit there and sit for a week and dwell on what you did and what you did, but I think it comes at a good time. They looked tired Saturday. They looked tired, and losing like that on your home court to your in-state rival is not a good way to go into an off week.
Well, yeah, I think we'll find out a lot about the makeup of this team.
Yeah.
Alabama's favored by 1.5.
Is that all?
That's all? Wow.
Dang.
The research department is on point today.
Very much so.
The ASI research department is on point.
I got to tell you, Alabama's very good on the road, fellas. I'm going to take them to cover that. I thought it'd be at least 4.5, 5, don't you?
Yeah, I would. I'm really shocked at the 1.5.
How much difference is there right now in the SEC, particularly between a number 4 ranked team and a number 15 ranked team, particularly on their home court?
Right.
I mean, these teams, they also get the right guy hot at the right time.
And injuries are starting to mount up for all these teams, including Duke. And including some of the top tier teams that you may not have your full complement of players at this time of season, and only a few games left in SEC basketball.
Then you got that tournament grind that's going to come up.
Yep.
Some of these teams.
Do you care if you win it anymore? This is the whole conference championships, particularly in football. Do you care anymore?
I don't know that you care if you win it. I think there are teams much like we see in the baseball tournament.
You want to play well.
They're going to need to win a few games to improve their seeding or to get into the tournament at all. No, I don't think winning it has – I mean, yeah, it's great, but I don't think – I mean, the odds of somebody playing on day one still playing on Sunday are astronomical.
Yeah.
But you think about that. If you play 5 games in 5 days, I mean, and then you got to turn around, and then the next week you're probably traveling to play NCAA tournament somewhere, then you got 2 games. I mean, it's – the grind is coming, and if you're not healthy, you're going to be in a mess.
It's sort of a survival of the fittest.
It is.
Isn't it? And now they're talking even about expanding to 76 teams.
Let's just open it up to everybody and give everybody a trophy.
Everyone's in the tournament.
Gets a trophy.
All right, some great matchups this weekend. Just a few, I guess, from I think they got three left after this – two or three left after this weekend, right?
Three.
Okay, number six.
No, two. Two after this weekend.
Okay, yeah. So three
counting
games
this weekend, three
remaining.
Games.
Yeah, Tennessee is at Texas A&M.
We'll get it right.
That's going to be a good one. Georgia at number one, Auburn at three on Saturday. Florida at LSU. Kentucky at Alabama. Look at that one. And then, boy, Alabama's got a tough little stretch down, right? Last few here. And then Missouri is at Arkansas, Texas at South Carolina.
Well, be interesting to see how Buzz Williams gets his team back with Tennessee coming to town.
Well, and last night, Texas A&M, we talked about this yesterday, worst field goal percentage in the Southeastern Conference, and they did not shoot the ball well. And as a consequence, their biggest loss in league play this season. Mississippi State's handed some people some butt whoopings. Remember, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Beat them by the biggest margin in their history.
And a shout out to our friends down in Starkville who have turned the hump into a place you don't want to go play. I mean, that it is loud.
It
is rowdy.
Yep.
It is. The producer I had Saturday for our game against Mississippi State did Mississippi State Ole Miss when they were in Starkville, and he compared the two environments, and he said, this is nothing like Starkville. He said Starkville was just, he said, you couldn't hear yourself think. And they have turned the hump into a place you don't want to go into play.
Got the banana section.
I'm telling you. That's great. Yeah. I mean, it's great for college basketball. It's great for atmosphere.
Kudos to Chris Jans.
I mean, they put it together down there.
Exactly. Mississippi State was out-rebounded 38-31 last night. We talked about how gritty Texas A&M and one of the top rebounding teams in the Southeastern Conference. So that margin, though, was offset by 19 Aggie turnovers. Credit the MSU defense, right? And they only shot 35.8% from the field. So, huge win for Mississippi State. As we said, they can continue. And, boy, you put three wins together this time of year in at this conference.
You're feeling good.
Three in a row.
A whole lot better than they were last week.
Pretty
sporty. When we were in here.
Oh, yeah. And 7-6 overall. And, boy, what a resume boost for.
And they've got an easy schedule down the stretch. They've got Oklahoma this weekend, and they at Alabama is the one exception.
Yeah, that one's easy.
Yeah.
Kickoff. Be nothing to
Saturday,
it.
Saturday week, they'll host LSU. And then that following Tuesday, there is one other game versus Texas. They'll host Texas.
Yeah, we'll have some tickets to those matchups wind up. The regular season, hard to believe, it's already, you know, wrapping up. We're at the tail end.
They win three of four of those.
Oh, yeah. Let's look at baseball. Last night, Southern Miss took down and played in Hattiesburg, these two teams, since, I believe, 2018, almost 10 years.
It was a sellout.
Sellout at the Peat.
Yep.
Southern Miss.
Apparently the weather better down there.
Southern Miss playing some good baseball right now.
They are undefeated, my friend. Southern Miss knocks off the Bulldogs 3-0. They got one in the first on pass ball, two in the second on Joey Urban's home run. Colby Allen got the win for the 5-0 Golden Eagles, guys. And we mentioned a lot of arms, five pitchers used, and pitched four scoreless innings. Charlie Foster took the loss for the Bulldogs. State managed only four hits on the night. And they held Southern to no runs across from the third on with four relievers. But a tough night for the Bulldogs, man. Southern is for real. We bragged on them yesterday.
And quite a bit. And one thing you can put your money on is that Ole Miss and Mississippi State are going to get Southern Miss's best game every time out. It's huge for them. They understand that, you know, they don't get the recognition in the state that they probably should, especially in the northern half of the state, and they come to play. I mean, you never count Southern Miss out of a baseball game against these two teams.
And they have the Rebels, I believe, next week.
I believe you're right.
Is that right? Like 26, maybe? Somewhere in there for the midweek.
I only have 31 left, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, Ole Miss.
Yes, Southern Miss at 4 o'clock next Tuesday. I have that game.
What a game last night. Just a strange game. after tying in the ninth, as Franco mentioned, without getting a hit.
Error walk, yeah. Pass ball.
Yep.
See those ground things? Out that they couldn't turn the double play, so runners on first and third and one run in, and then a sack fly.
After
two runs, no hits.
After bringing in the closer who gave up going to the draft to come back and play and just couldn't find his spot. And Franco's right. You know, it's two unearned runs, no hits, and bam, here we go to the top of the 10th. And now the whole mood changes. I know my mood changed.
Yeah. Uttermark had an interesting game. He scored the first run, stealing home, and then walked it off.
I got caught so off guard on that.
Did you get that play?
I looked up, and he was crossing home plate, and my heart just sunk. We had it, though. We had our people were in position.
You got to be ready, don't you?
I looked down, and I looked up, and he was on home plate, and I was, oh, my Lord. Yeah.
Rebels got another run on a fielder's choice in the seventh to go up 2-0. Gunnar Dennis got the win for the Rebs, run their record to 3-1 on the season. Eastern Kentucky, they're 2-2 on the year. They had a midweek couple of games at South Alabama. They got shellacked in those games, and they will be in Oxford this weekend. The Eastern Kentucky. Anyone?
No. Colmar's not here. So
something
we can't
Bears.
Play this
Is
game.
It Bears?
Could be.
Something
we'll
Bears?
Get the research department
yeah,
on that.
Somebody get
the
on
ASI
that.
Research
so,
department
some,
on that.
Get on that for us.
Hearing rumors that Friday may move to 2 o'clock.
I would imagine.
Due to weather. Due to the fact that it's going to be about 12 degrees at 6:30.
Yeah.
But that's not a – that's not – the decision has not been made yet.
Okay. I worked all weekend at Northeast Tiger Fest as they have these softball teams coming from up north. Illinois, Missouri, wanting to get games in.
Yeah.
We played. Those young ladies at Northeast, I shared a booth with Will Colmeyer, Ched Cheddarman.
Man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah, he jinxed the no-hitter. He didn't really. He did. He said he's going to panic that I said that. That now he would even insinuate that.
He does it everywhere he goes. He's a spoiler.
He'll start talking to us on Talkback about the fifth or sixth. When are we going to talk about it? I'm like,
we're not.
Here's the worst. If you're playing a golf round with him, and maybe you make par, maybe you make birdie par to start off.
He's going to point it out.
He will ruin it by talking about how good you're playing.
My rule is you got to talk about it starting in the seventh. You got to talk about it.
But it was cold. They
it's
got
a
in,
story.
They got in three games on Sunday and three games on Monday, the holiday.
Don't ever tell someone, man, you're playing well.
No one ever says that to me anyway.
You're crushing
it. I would not know. I would not know what that feels like.
Yeah. Tennessee last night. My goodness. UNC Asheville. I used to. What was there? I forget that. I lived in Asheville. I don't know their mascot. I'm sorry.
Get the research department on that.
Yeah. Well, the Eastern Kentucky is the Colonels.
Of course, Colonels. Yeah. Like the chicken place.
Which is now relocated. KFC is relocated to Texas.
Relocated to Texas.
Well, there you go. They transferred like everyone else.
TFC, Texas Friday.
29-4, they beat Asheville last night. Vols scored in every inning. They got one in the first and then the floodgates. So how many runs did they score in the second?
Nine.
How many in the third?
Eight.
How many in the fifth?
Seven.
Kind of a pattern going here.
How long did this game take?
3 hours, 12 minutes.
Oof.
Mine took three hours yesterday.
Yeah. But then he's scoring that many runs, and I'm sure that Asheville used every body in their bullpen.
And you want to, at some point, it just becomes go up there to the plate and just swing at the first pitch you see. Just let,
yep.
You're going to win the game. Let's just get it over.
Tennessee
with.
Had 18 hits on the night. Six of those were home runs. Yikes. Look out for the Vols. Again, the defending champs. All right, when we return, a college football big boys only meeting. What's that? And an expansion of the college football playoff is among the things they're discussing today in Nashville. Coming back with that on the Wednesday edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Have you've been seriously injured, Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. While our legal team, proven in securing million-dollar settlements, will fight fiercely on your behalf. With Mama Justice, you aren't just a client, you're family. Lean on us for both your healing and your rights. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
Looking for a deal on the best burger you've ever had? It's BOGO Mania at B-Dubs. On Mondays and Wednesdays, get one Buffalo Wild Wings burger and get one free. Tuesday is BOGO Traditional Wings. Buy one and get 50% off. And Thursday is BOGO Free Boneless. Buy one, get one free. Burgers Mondays and Wednesdays, Traditional Wings on Tuesday, and Boneless on Thursday. Hurry, it's a limited time offer. It's BOGO Mania, only at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Tupelo Commons.
It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit!
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552, Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Hey, buddy. We had a fun day with a little bit of slush. Those folks in sort of Corinth, Iuka, got the brunt of this. But here we are in the Surf Pro Studio celebrating our Wednesday, February 19th, with our birthday boy, Tom Massengill from ASI, in the house.
Good morning. Good morning.
The executive director of the DOSE campaign. What is DOSE, Tom?
Well, it's Department of Communications Efficiency.
So
we are so tired of seeing customers wastefully spend money they don't have to, so we're trying to work with them to make sure we can go in and slash
a little forensic analysis.
Absolutely.
Right? Go
absolutely
in there and trim the fat.
Exactly.
You have a team of experts on this.
Absolutely.
So it, and you know what? This, I thought about this. I need to do a DOSE on my budget. Rhonda.
Amazon.
Out of that Amazon. One. No.
Don't touch it.
Prime Video. I don't know what it is, but it costs, I don't know, $16 a month. This, that, and the other. Every day a package. Trim it! Happy birthday, Tom.
Happy Thank birthday, you. Buddy.
So much.
How do folks find ASI, my friend?
Call us at 662-534-4987 or asi.ms on the web.
And it's, you know, local folks that care about your business, I mean, that speaks, you know, volumes for what ASI has done over the years. Appreciate you, brother. And how do you plan on celebrating your birthday today? Anything special?
Try to forget it.
Answer all the calls of people trying to sell you old person insurance.
You know, I've given up on that. I got 71.
70. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're a lot more popular than I am.
Well, I swear. I don't get 70 calls a month, yeah, much less a day.
Well, wait till you get my age.
Yeah.
But
people just checking on you, make sure you're still around.
Yeah.
He gets up and reads those bits every day. Yes. Make sure he's not in there.
I love it. All right, we've been over the first half hour. Obviously, we had some technical issues. That is due, I assume, to the weather and icing on satellite dishes. And you know a little bit about that, David.
Yes.
So we're always, you know, striving to get you back on, and appreciate our friend Houston down in Jackson for hooking us up.
Can I re-birthday shout out my boy Shane Sanford from New Albany as well?
Proceed.
My brother from another mother, who is our assistant AD for broadcast services over in Oxford, and he keeps everything rolling and everything moving, and he is a great guy. He's got a big birthday today. It's one of those big numbers that I won't say on the air. Because
Shane ain't 50.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
He is today.
Dang. Yeah, Shane's behind those documentaries. And
he started the season. He started the show the season.
How about it? Brilliant guy.
Creative, brilliant. He handles all of our facilities. Anytime they build a new facility, he goes in for the broadcast side and says, this is what we need. This is what we're going to do. Plans it all out. Handles all of the budgeting. And, I mean, he's in a meeting like every minute.
Behind the scenes stuff that goes on, you wouldn't believe.
You should see his office. It's just pile full of boxes of gear that are going out somewhere, going to do something.
So he started the season series.
He came in. For years, the coach's show was just, you know, the coach with the Coke in front of him talking to the radio guy about
rehashing.
He wanted to do Hard Knocks. And so Ole Miss was the first school to really look at it that way.
And then a lot of them are doing it.
That dude would work all night, sleep in his office, editing, trying to get that thing cranked out by Wednesday to get it to air.
Also,
won awards. I mean, it's no telling how many awards.
The greatest laugh. I mean, there's nothing I like better than making Shane Sanford laugh.
I heard it last night out of the. He was running audio for us in the game. We had to make some changes, and he jumped in the audio booth for us. And I heard that cackle one time, and I was like,
"Yeah, he's a cackler." All right, we went over last night.
Happy birthday, buddy!
Happy birthday, Shane! You the man. Went over last night. State went over. A&M, and what an impressive victory that was. And this is the right time. And this is what concerns me about Ole Miss, fellas. This is the right time to have it together and play your best. Duh.
Well, and have all your pieces and no injuries. And you know, that goes a long time. Yeah, but you want to be playing well. You want to peak. And it looks like Mississippi State is, and the jury's out on Ole Miss after Saturday.
And Chris Jans made points last night in the after-game press conference about this is a confidence builder.
It's huge.
This shows our guys, if they had any doubt that we can play with anybody in the country, when we bring the effort, and they certainly did. Because with A&M, it's not about really a scoring contest. It's an effort. It's a tug-of-war effort contest. Yeah. And kudos to the Bulldogs. They did it again last night.
I mean, they are playing excellent basketball at just the right time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Say hello today at 331-2508 on our Elite Realty text line. Alan says, welcome back. It is good to be back. You never know. Here's a list. Someone sent a photo here. The 2025 High School C Spire Mississippi Basketball Award winners. 2025 and 7A from Hernando Fran Kelly. This is on the ladies' side, by the way. 6A, Jakira Ducksworth from West Jones. Shamira Morton from Canton in 5. Meg Moore. Tishomingo County in 4A. We had a discussion about Ms. Moore yesterday. Johnny telling us that this is a special player.
Tish County is always strong in basketball, too.
Guess who the 2A?
Macy Fiver. Was there even a doubt?
Macy Fiver.
I'm going to say Macy Fiver. I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to guess Macy Fiver. Yes, from EMR. What a career.
And then two local boys.
Indeed. Tim Holliday in 4A.
Itawamba?
Yep.
Yeah.
And? Kendrick Simmons.
Yes, Spoonville.
Heard good things. Yeah, those.
Is there a sport Macy Fiver can't play? Have we?
I haven't found it.
Seriously, volleyball, basketball, softball. I mean,
if they institute the girls' flag football, she'll be long gone. But
does Singapore have a girls' golf team?
Have we
checked her golf game?
I don't believe they do. I don't believe they do. I bet she can play.
She'll probably kill us all on the course. Yeah. Though.
I think they're starting a swim team, though.
She probably went at that, too.
She may be gone.
You kidding?
No.
Swim team.
Huh.
Okay. All right.
We had some wrestling state championships this weekend. We've got quarterfinals going on today. Starting today down at Mississippi Valley State. Both Tupelo boys and girls will be down there.
Yeah. And our buddy, Ryan Fox, the push behind getting wrestling in these schools all over the state. Brian does a great job with that. Look up, you know, where we are now.
And then we'll
have state finals.
We've got games at ICC, East Union Boys and Girls, and the Ingomar Girls be playing over there later today.
And I think it's great. There's so many more sports than when we were in school. I mean, you got powerlifting, you got bowling, you got wrestling, you got
archery.
You got all these opportunities for kids to compete and be on a team. You know, not everybody can play football, not everybody can play baseball, but you can find something to do to be part of a team, and it pays off down the road exponentially.
Yes. All right, let's turn our attention to some stories out of the college football world.
I'm not following this format at all. I have been reading this all morning.
SEC and Big Ten ADs will meet today in New Orleans to discuss a plan to expand the college football playoff to 14 or 16 teams to assign multiple automatic qualifiers per league, as many as four each for the Big Two. And you see the 14-team format is 4-4. Two for the ACC, two for the Big 12, and then one in at large and one highest ranked group of five. That's 14 teams. Mm-hmm. And the ACC and the Big 12 are up in arms. Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah.
Why do you get four each? Because
we're better.
We carry the water this sport.
We do, and I think this is gonna kill league championships. I think that's got to go away.
Needs to,
and I think you're probably gonna see expansion to 9 conference games on the horizon as well.
I would say that's a part of this discussion.
I think it is.
So, and what you're saying is, if you make the championship game and you already know you're a shoe-in for that four,
why would you
for that one of those four spots? Who cares?
Let's just crown the regular season champion as the number one team in the league. You get your trophy, you get your banner, and let's move on.
It's almost like a preseason game where, yeah, we'll play, but the outcome really doesn't affect us whatsoever because we're in the 14-team playoff.
Yeah, it might affect – the only reason I could see that you would want to continue to play at your peak is seeding in the playoffs. I mean, if you lose your conference game by –
How many players are going to opt out, though, of a conference championship game?
Wow. Now, that would be something.
Mm. You think?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
I know there's a lot of money there, though. Dr. Pepper is, man, they're pumping some money in.
But how much to the players?
Oh, I don't. Unless you put it into their NIL contract. Yeah. That
now, the coaches want everybody on the field. Why? Oh, because what's that bonus for a conference championship?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So with the 14-team format, I guess you would give six teams a bye. You play, eight teams would play. You'd have four winners. The other six, I guess those four winners would play 1 through 4, and then 5 and 6 would play in that next
game. I don't know, but whatever they did last year was, I don't think,
the problem is you got five winners out of that.
Would you do a double bye in there somewhere?
Yeah, I think you have to.
Wow, can you imagine getting the double bye and everybody else having to play two more games than you play? That's a cakewalk.
I don't know if a double bye. Anyway, that's going on. They couldn't have picked a better place to discuss college football than crazy New Orleans.
They can really focus there. There's not a whole lot else going on.
You're
going to
need a cocktail after you finish talking.
I read this is only the second time that all the ADs from two conferences have come together to have a meeting. This is like Reagan and Gorbachev in Iceland.
And right?
Yeah.
And they're telling the rest of college football, the other conferences and group of fives and everyone else, we got this.
We'll let you know.
But we're the ones that carry the water. We're the ones that you're – as the SEC – and Big Ten goes, so goes college football. And I'm sorry, it's just...
Or, as they threatened before, we'll just form our own Super League and playoff system, and the rest of you can get the crumbs.
Have fun.
Yeah. Softball. How about Mississippi State? They ran their record to 10-1 yesterday with a convincing 6-1 win over another set of Bulldogs, Fred G. Samford University, holding them to only 2 hits on the day. Bulldog softball, keep an eye on it, my friends. Here's something. I'm very curious as to Franco's take on this, him being in the baseball world. MLB, have you heard this, guys? Will test the automated ball strike challenge system during the spring at most of the parks. Some of these parks are shared in Arizona or Florida by two teams. So they'll implement this during the spring, giving two challenges per game. If you are proven right on one of those challenges, you don't lose it.
I've seen it in minor league teams, and the batter will immediately tap the helmet, and then it's an automated call from there. It goes pretty quickly.
I just wonder, though, and you see it now at the college level, a player gets beat at first base, and he immediately grabbed. Sometimes you just got to
that review.
Sometimes you just got to go. Yeah, I got beat.
That's from the dugout, though.
No, but there's players wanting right, review.
Aren't they requesting that the dugout call for a replay?
They're requesting the dugout call a replay. But some, if you got the ability to tap your own helmet, sometimes.
The difference there is that replay at first base is not automatic. We've got to go off the field. We've got to go see a monitor.
Sure.
Whereas this is an automated system based on what the computer sees in terms of the little box.
Like a tennis ball.
And so tap helmet, boom, review happens instantaneously.
How many umpires are going to be made to look either foolish or like, told you? I mean, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's a wrinkle of the game that we may be seeing as early as the 2026 season if they like what they see during the spring. You know what we're likely to see? Both the pitcher and the batter.
Well, everybody's tapping their head.
Well, I mean,
somebody's going to win the challenge.
I mean, every time.
You've got those bad umpires that you just can't get rid of because of unions and whatever else.
How many?
And so, you know, you've got to have some relief somewhere because there's some of those umpires out there that you think they're doing it on purpose. They're so bad.
They are, and every day after.
See, also Angel Hernandez.
Yes, I didn't want to say names.
Every day,
I don't think Angel's going to sue us, but
their grades come out the next day,
and they're horrible.
And a lot of them, you're right, are horrible, and they'll show a video montage of pitch after pitch being miscalled.
And see, from my perspective, if we have random games that some. Body in an office at ESPN will review, and we get a detailed, hey, you did this right, you did this wrong, and it makes you better. I don't think that ever happens with the major league umpires.
I think it's like they
either don't care or they're scared to call one of them out because then it shines a light on every. I don't know. Something's got to give, though.
Do you think there's ever a time where it's completely automated?
Yes.
Yeah, I think there is.
Take the human element out of all of them eventually. You're a tech guy. You know, they can do it. Put Elon on it.
I don't know why the NFL's so far behind on this.
Yeah.
A little chip in both ends of the football.
That's exactly right.
Tells you if you got the first down or not.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can locate my phone if it's in Guam.
Right.
And you can't tell me if that ball crossed that line.
It'll tell me where my phone is, or I can tell you where my iPad is at home right now within 2 feet of where it is in the house.
If you ever lost your phone in Guam, it's a bit of an issue.
Is it a bit of a thing?
Yeah.
A bit of an issue?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
I understand.
All right, last night, I don't know if you guys saw the TGL match. I mean, I'm getting into this. The more I watch it, the more fun it is. I don't understand the rules, the hammer, all that.
I forgot to watch it, but I did see the Tiger. Yeah. Tiger heard 99.
Tiger.
And then said, I hit it 100.
How many times is this happening on the golf course? Somebody gives you a number, and say you got, you know, 154 left. So the thing with golfer, even amateur hackers like us, they just go 54. You got 54. Well, the 100 is given.
Because you can see it. You can see it, but Tiger,
you know you're not 54 feet from the hole.
Or 54 yards.
And
you have depth perception in real life. And
that you may or may not have in that studio
and
setting.
Tiger hears 99. It's 199. But he pulls a 56 wedge and hits one 100 yards, which is pretty spot on. About half the distance he needed. And that's the thing. Golf can humiliate even the GOAT.
Yeah.
Well, it's something as simple as that. They laughed it off. And the New York Golf Club eventually went on to take Jupiter in the match last night. I don't know. I think they have a playoff in this. The PGA is in Puerto Vallarta for the Mexico Open, or as some call it, the America Open. Not sure where that came from, but it begins on Thursday with Jake Knapp, the defending champion. Remember last year when Knapp won his first? You know, he was the guy that was the bouncer.
Yeah.
Looks like a dude you'd see around here somewhere.
Cinderella story, tears in his eyes.
Come out of nowhere. He's about to become. And so, and Jim Nance's call last year after Jake made the winning putt. It's nap time in Mexico. Let's hit it. This date in history, the year was 19. What year were you born, Tom? 65? 1960. The birth of Tom Massengill. And the rest is history. Bless your heart, Tom.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Who's next?
Don't use that Bud Light koozie all at once, okay?
1965, NFL added their sixth official on the field, the line judge.
There we go.
1984, 26th Daytona 500. Kel Yarborough wins for the second consecutive year, which just happened this weekend.
Did indeed.
Yes.
So there have been how many winners back-to-back? Five now?
Very few.
Yeah, Richard Petty did it first. Yarborough. Yeah. Okay.
Kel Yarborough, one of the great.
Great people.
Did Jeff Gordon win it back-to-back?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, just a handful, right? Okay.
1998, the U.S. hockey team acts like a hair band from the 80s and destroys their hotel rooms at the Olympic Village in Japan.
spoken by a former member of a hair band.
Also,
it's the drummers you got to watch out for.
This so reminded me of Moose. Mike Mayhew out at Tupelo National. Hockey player destroying a hotel room? I can see that happening. I can see it happening. All right, next.
2019, four-time Major League All-Star Manny Machado agrees to the biggest free agent contract in American sports history, a 10-year deal worth $300 million with the San Diego Padres.
How many times is the...
They're still paying Bobby Bonilla, by the way.
True.
The Mets are. So
yeah, Bobby Bonilla Day's coming up.
It's coming up.
How many times has this record, the largest free agent contract in history, been broken since 2019?
Yeah. It becomes
like
every
four
year.
Four times.
Yeah.
And that was just, 6 years ago, and $300 million is like chump change now.
Hey, literally three guys have surpassed that, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The latest being, of course, Ohtani, who's...
Show me your tummy.
Exactly. He's expected to return to the mound this season in his dual role. You know what I would like to see? Because you take a guy like Ohtani, who is obviously skilled in both hitting and pitching. You know who else is? Paul Skeens.
He is.
Paul Skeens was at Air Force. He played catcher. He pitched. And he raked. He was awesome.
Is Paul Skeens the Macy Pfeiffer of the Major League
Paul
Baseball?
Paul Skeens ought to give him.
Plays a little bit of everything.
Brandon Woodruff.
Did you ever see Brandon Woodruff bat in high school? Oh, my.
Incredible. I saw him bat in a division series and hit a home run off Kershaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see the pitchers return to hitting.
I do too.
I like that.
National League DH. Now, by the way, the DH won the MVP last year in the National League. First year they've implemented it. Just goes to show. All right, program notes. We will be live in the ServPro studio tomorrow for our Thursday edition featuring one David Dillard, Drew Belt, and Will Kohlmeyer. We'll preview the weekend in SEC basketball. And then on Friday, the return of Brian Rigby to the studio.
Yes, back from Daytona.
Brian had some very interesting stories about Daytona you couldn't tell us on the radio.
I'm quite sure.
You think he saw some things in the infield?
He'll be back with us on Friday along with Coach Ty. But this past Friday, our visit with Paul Thorne, we urge you to go to the podcast.
That was great.
It was good. Check that out. By the way, if you missed the front first 30 minutes of our show today, be a great time for you to check out the podcast.
Yes.
We were here. We weren't late. All of us made it in with our.
I was close, but I made it.
We needed a team of Huskies to get in today and a sled, but we're here today. So if you didn't hear the first half hour, and most of you didn't, check it out on our podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. And thanks again to Houston McDavitt, our engineer back in our
Got
home
us going.
Office. Yeah, always. That guy. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Tom, happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you much, guys.
A Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Find your new ride at Kia Macomb's all-new location at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Come find out why Macomb loves Kia Macomb at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Right on the corner, right on the price.